Warm 101.3 this morning. We're sharing the warmth with the co-chair and co-founder of Challenger Miracle Field, Ron Kemp. Hey there, Ron. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You know, so far so good. Gearing up for the holidays. We've been hearing the commercials for Challenger Miracle Field on the air for a long time, but I just wanted to give you a chance to tell folks in more than a 30-second spot what it is that you guys do.
Well, Challenger Miracle Field is a place. It's a field that was designed specifically for people with, I don't like the word disabilities, with challenges, whether cognitive challenges, physical challenges, but it has a special surface where kids can get out, whether they're in a wheelchair, a walker, or any kind of challenge. They play baseball there. We also offer soccer and flag football and kickball. And we engage people in different sports too, whether it's off-site. Right now we're finishing up basketball, and we do bowling in the winter. So we do a lot of other things other than just playing baseball, which the original concept of the field was to design a baseball field for people.
Where is the Miracle Field?
It's located right in Webster, 1000 Ridge Road, right behind the town hall. And we have the field itself, and also a big building with big bathrooms. Wheelchairs can maneuver around, and we also have fully accessible playground.
How do people find out about you and be able to use your facility? What's the best way?
They can go right to rochestermiraclefield.org, and there's a drop-down menu. You can donate, you can send an email, and if you want to volunteer, a lot of people, you know, might not have the financial resources, but we can always use volunteers to help with the players, and it's just a great win-win for everybody.
Yeah. How did this come about? Where'd the idea come from?
Well, it's so funny because I'm going on my 21st year, just finished my 21st year of running a baseball league. I started way back in 2001, and about 7 years ago, the treasurer of the Little League and also co-founder Don Barone said we should do something for these kids. Not knowing a whole lot of the power of the internet, we found about Miracle Fields, and there are a lot of them around the country and world as well, and we thought, well, let's see what we can do. So it kind of evolved. It was all done organically. You know, I walked around with an envelope asking for a dollar for an idea, and it snowballed. And I'm thankful.
And all of this is done with volunteers, right?
It's all done with volunteers. The coaches, our board members are all volunteers. We have such a great board. I mean, this is a team effort by far.
Give the website one more time so people can hit that donate button.
Sure, that's rochestermiraclefield.org.
All right. Well, Ron Kemp, thanks for spending a couple moments with us this morning, and continued success.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
All right. My pleasure. Listen, if there's an organization you want me to highlight, drop me an email, tony@warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth on Warm 101.3.